KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this hour brought to you by Brown Auto Body in Atlantic, where quality is no accidents.
Driving down the road, no matter what the season, provides challenges and pitfalls. No matter what causes the damage to your car, Dana Cooper and Brown Auto Body can restore your car back to the way you love it. Dana Cooper, with over 30 years of experience in repair, will be your advocate with your insurance company to get the right repairs done quickly. Brown Auto Body also has rentals available, so you'll have a ride when your ride is getting repaired. Brown Auto Body, the place to go so you can drive down that road again. Brown Auto Body, 200 East 3rd, Atlantic.
On Saturday, wrestlers qualified for the state meet through the district meets that were held at several locations. In Class 2A at a meet at Harlan, Atlantic qualified three wrestlers for the state meet. Dylan Cox was the runner-up at 120 pounds for the Trojans. Also for Atlantic, Matthew Williamson was runner-up at 170 pounds, and Tyler Stork was the runner-up at 195, and they all qualify for state with their performances on Saturday. Harlan qualified four wrestlers for the state wrestling championships. Chris Hopkins placing second at 113 pounds. Also for the Cyclones, Adam Zaccone was the champ at 160 pounds. Cale Stork wins at 195, and Jordan Siebert was the champ at 285 for Harlan. Clarinda had five qualifiers in that Saturday meet at Harlan, as Blake Luna took first at 120 pounds. Cole Race was the champ at 126. Luke Strong, the runner-up at 145. John Clark was the runner-up at 152. And Dakota Calfee was runner-up at 285 for Clarinda. In a 1A meet at Corning on Saturday, Riverside qualified three. Underwood had four. Griswold two. And Guthrie Center three. On to the state meet among those who participated Saturday. For Riverside, Jacob Vogel was runner-up at 113 pounds. Tucker Blummel was runner-up at 120 pounds. And Clay Harris, the runner-up at 132. Griswold had two state championship tournament qualifiers, as Zach Vance was runner-up at 126, and Tanner Potter, the runner-up at 138 pounds. Also for Guthrie Center, they had three qualifiers into the state meet from Saturday's action. Austin Labs was runner-up at 170 pounds. Cody Kane was runner-up at 220, and Dylan Seward took the 285 title. Also, Underwood had four qualify for the state meet from that district on Saturday. Also in a 1A district at West Monona High School on Saturday, Audubon qualified four wrestlers for the state meet, while Exira, EHK, and Tri-Center each got two into the state meet. For the Wheelers, Kyle Julesgaard was the runner-up at 106 pounds. Brad Kirkhoff took the 120-pound championship, while Chase Peterson was champ at 138 pounds, and Jesse Swoboda was the champ at 182 pounds for Audubon. Also for Exira, EHK, Evan Hansen took the 145-pound title, and Trey Sander wins the 195-pound title. They both advance. For Tri-Center, Christian Polly was the champion at 113 pounds, and Lauren Williams took the 152-pound title, as they both qualify for the state meet as well. The state individual wrestling championships are Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines, and we'll have live coverage throughout the weekend, as I'll be Matt's side to bring you live coverage all throughout the weekend at the state wrestling championships. We'll also have live coverage on Wednesday of the Audubon Wheelers matches in the state dual tournament. We'll have matches getting underway at 11 o'clock on Wednesday morning. Wheelers will wrestle at 11 and again at 1 o'clock, and then they'll also wrestle a little bit later on in the day, depending upon their performance, as they try to wrestle through a state dual championship on Wednesday. Well, recapping Saturday girls basketball, Class 3A regional play, it was Shenandoah beating Atlantic 31-27, Red Oak topping Clarinda 54-32. Also, Class 2A regional play, Kemper Catholic beat Prairie Valley 67-41. In 2A action, Missouri Valley over Maple Valley 65-46, St. Albert beat Logan Magnolia 61-13, West Monona over Westwood 45-39. Also, East Mills beat Clarinda 75-13, Griswold over Underwood 56-39, Riverside topping AHST 60-40, and it was Van Meter over West Central Valley 47-34, those winners all advancing. Also, in boys regular season basketball Saturday, Sydney defeated the College View Academy of Nebraska 30-24. Well, boys district basketball gets underway tonight in classes 1A and 2A, and Chris and I will be in Griswold tonight to bring you a class 1A first-round matchup, as the Griswold boys will play host to the Audubon Wheelers. Those two teams, Western Iowa Conference foes, will have that game for you live tonight here on KJAN. 7 o'clock is tip time as the Wheelers visit Griswold tonight to play the Tigers. 6:50 we're on the air this evening as we bring you that broadcast. Also in class 1A tonight, Logan Magnolia is at Woodbine. Essex plays at Bedford. Heartland Christian is at Nishnabotna. Orient Maxburg plays at Corning. Coon Rapids Bayard is at Madrid. In 2A first-round games tonight, Tri-Center plays at Maple Valley. Missouri Valley is at Otibolt Arthur BCIG. Clarinda hosts Clarinda Academy. Shenandoah visits St. Albert, while West Central Valley of Stewart will be at home against Panorama. All those games starting at 7 o'clock tonight, with the winners all moving on in postseason play. Well, Drake couldn't finish off Evansville Sunday, and it cost them. Colt Ryan's late three-pointer set the game into overtime, and the Aces beat the Bulldogs 84-78 in Missouri Valley Conference play.
We weren't able to get a defensive rebound, two straight possessions. Finally, Colt Ryan hits the three to send it into to overtime. We had one last shot. I felt like it would be better if we were able to just go against their defense if it was not set, so we went with a play that had been working for us, and we got a shot up on the rim by Richard Carter, just didn't go down. And then, obviously, in overtime, we fouled entirely too much. They went to the free throw line 18 times in overtime, and I don't know that I've ever seen anything like that, 18 times in one five-minute overtime period. But we had a chance to finish it, and we didn't.
That's Drake coach Mark Phelps on his post-game show on KRNT Radio in Des Moines. Phelps says the game should never have gotten to overtime.
It's really, really, really unfortunate and disappointing that we didn't come out with the win. It was our game there. We had to finish it. We had to finish the game off, and we couldn't do it.
Ben Simons led Drake with a season-high 27 points as Drake falls to 5-8 in the Valley. And they're now 11-13 overall on the season. Mark Sonnen scored 15 points, and Northern Iowa held on to beat Bradley 68-65 on Sunday. Matt Bohannon and Jake Cook scored 14 points apiece, and Anthony James added 10 points for the Panthers. Northern Iowa led 37-18 at halftime. Bradley shot 66% in the second half, but couldn't overtake Northern Iowa. The Braves came within 66-65 with 15 seconds left to play, but Cook made two free throws to complete the scoring as the Panthers improved to 14-11 overall. They're 7-6 in Missouri Valley Conference play. In top 25 men's college hoops yesterday, 3 days after getting upset at unranked Illinois, top-ranked Indiana bounced back with an 81-68 victory at 10th-ranked Ohio State. Victor Oladipo was the high man for the Hoosiers with a career-high 26 points as Cody Zeller chipped in 24 and Christian Watford 20. Indiana improves to 21-3 with a 9-3 Big Ten record that ties Michigan State for the conference lead. They're a game up on Michigan and Wisconsin. Ohio State is 7-4 in the league, 17-6 overall after losing two straight for the first time in more than 3 years. Elsewhere in top 25 action, 4th-ranked Duke held off Boston College 62-61 as Mason Plumlee had 19 points and 10 rebounds and sank the game-winning free throw with 26 seconds left. Alan Crabby scored 19 of his 31 points in the second half. Justin Cobbs hit a big shot in the closing seconds as California knocked off number 7 Arizona 77-69. 9th-ranked Syracuse topped visiting St. John's 77-58. And Tyler Griffey capped a terrific week for Illinois with 16 points, and the Fighting Illini went 11-23 from three-point range in a 57-53 win over number 18 Minnesota. In the NBA on Sunday, the L.A. Clippers beat New York 102-88. Miami down the L.A. Lakers 107-97. It was Boston in triple overtime over Denver 118-114. Memphis beat Minnesota 105-88. Toronto edging New Orleans 102-89. Orlando outscored Portland 110-104. Oklahoma City 97-69 winners over Phoenix. San Antonio topping Brooklyn 111-86. And it was Sacramento a 117-111 winner over Houston. In the National Hockey League on Sunday, Detroit beat Los Angeles 3-2. It was Edmonton over Columbus 3-1. Boston topping Buffalo 3-1. New Jersey beat Pittsburgh 3-1. New York Rangers over Tampa Bay 5-1. And Chicago shut out Nashville 3-0. A lot more sports after this timeout.
Driving down the road, no matter what the season, provides challenges and pitfalls. No matter what causes the damage to your car, Dana Cooper and Brown Auto Body can restore your car back to the way you love it. Dana Cooper, with over 30 years of experience in repair, will be your advocate with your insurance company to get the right repairs done quickly. Brown Auto Body also has rentals available, so you'll have a ride when your ride is getting repaired. Brown Auto Body, the place to go so you can drive down that road again. Brown Auto Body, 200 East 3rd, Atlantic.
A report commissioned by Joe Paterno's family says the late coach did nothing wrong in his handling of the Jerry Sandusky child sex abuse scandal. The report portrays the late Hall of Fame coach as the victim of a rush to injustice created by former FBI Director Louis Freeh's investigation of the case for Penn State. The family's critique argues that the findings of the Freeh report published last July were unsupported by the facts. Former U.S. Attorney General Dick Thornburgh is one of the experts assembled by the family's lawyers to review Freeh's report. He says the document is fundamentally flawed and incomplete. In a statement released through a spokesman, Freeh says he stands by his conclusion that Paterno and top administrators concealed child sex abuse allegations against Sandusky. A statement released by the university says it is understandable and appreciated that people will draw their own conclusions and opinions from the facts uncovered in the Freeh report. In golf, Brant Snedeker won the Pebble Beach National Pro-Am by 2 shots for his first PGA Tour title of the season. Snedeker broke through for his first victory of 2013 after finishing second to Tiger Woods and Phil Mickelson the past 2 weeks. Snedeker closed with a 7-under-65, dropping him to 19-under for the tournament. That was his 10th straight round in the 60s. Chris Kirk ended up alone in second place after signing for a 66. Well, Shane Lowry got into the match play championship by the slimmest of margins, all because of a birdie putt thousands of miles away from his home in Ireland. Patrick Reed holed a 12-foot birdie putt in the last hole Sunday at Pebble Beach for a two-way tie for seventh with Frederick Jakobsen, and that meant Jakobsen moved up to only number 66 by .0002 points behind Lowry. Sunday was the final day to qualify for the 64-man field on February 20th through the 24th in Arizona. The top 65 are eligible because Phil Mickelson has said that he would not be playing. First time's a charm for Rocco Mediate, who won the Allianz Championship by 2 strokes in his Champions Tour debut. Mediate carded a 1-under-par 71 a day after firing a course record 61 and ended up 17-under for that 54-hole tournament. Bernard Langer carded a 68 and Tom Pernice Jr. shot a 70 to tie for second place. In baseball news, right-hander Dice K. Matsuzaka and the Cleveland Indians have agreed to a minor league deal. The 32-year-old will have a chance to win a spot in Cleveland's starting rotation if he passes a physical. Dice K. has won 50 major league games since signing a $52 million 6-year contract with Boston as a free agent in 2007. He is reuniting with new Indian skipper Terry Francona, who was his manager for most of the time with the Red Sox. Scott Hairston and the Chicago Cubs have finalized a 2-year contract. The 32-year-old outfielder hit .263 with a career-high 20 homers and 57 knocked in last year for the Mets. Also, catcher Rod Barajas returned to the organization where he started his career. The Diamondbacks say the 37-year-old agreed to a minor league contract. Veteran pitcher Armando Galarraga has agreed to a minor league deal with the Cincinnati Reds, and Mark Lowe and the Dodgers agreed to a minor league contract as well. And Lindsey Vonn had surgery on her right knee Sunday after she shredded 2 ligaments during a crash last week at the World Championships. The U.S. ski team said Dr. William Sturette, a physician for the squad, operated on the 4-time overall World Cup champion in Vail, Colorado. Sturette was optimistic at a full recovery and said of Vonn, quote, "She will do everything in her power to return as quickly as possible to competitive skiing." Vonn tore her anterior cruciate and medial collateral ligaments last week during the Super G in Austria. She also broke a bone in her lower leg. The 28-year-old Vonn is hoping to be healed in time for the 2014 Sochi Winter Olympics, which are just a year away. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Brown Auto Body in Atlantic, where quality is no accident. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.